put it.
Emily Doring White's first grade classroom is humming along on a Monday afternoon. Actually, it's called a level 4 classroom here at Nolan Elementary Middle School in Detroit. That's just one of the things that's different about Nolan now that it's no longer a Detroit public school. It's part of the Education Achievement Authority.
Oh, it's been wonderful. I have a group of great kids, and it's been really exciting trying new things in here.
Doring White is an enthusiastic first-year teacher. Right now, the kids are working on numbers, specifically the idea of place value. You know, your tens and ones.
And then two tens, that's 24.
The emphasis here is on mastering concepts like that.
And then I have my evidence table in the middle. If they are ready, they get to go there and make whatever they want to show me they've mastered it.
This is all part of the EAA's grand effort to boost student performance in the state's persistently low-achieving schools. John Covington is the EAA's chancellor. He says the district's rollout this year, with 15 schools in Detroit, has gone far better than he could have hoped.
They have moved forward in a very, very rapid pace to implement the education platform where we use time as the variable, learning the constant, students the focus.
Covington uses education jargon like that a lot, but the ideas behind the jargon are central to the vision that Covington and Governor Snyder's office have for the EAA. And Covington says his approach works.
We see this tool of meeting children where they are in non-grade level schools as the best way of doing that.
Covington experimented with similar ideas when he was school superintendent in Kansas City, Missouri, but his tenure there was controversial. The district lost its state accreditation soon after he left, and officials there now say they're pursuing a different direction. Covington admits there have been some rocky moments in Detroit, with some overcrowded classrooms, technology hiccups, and funding shortfalls. But he says those things are getting sorted out, and the district is on a path to success.
We think it's really hopeful.
That's Amber Arellano, the director of Education Trust Midwest. The nonprofit group was the first to advocate for a so-called turnaround district like the EAA in Michigan.
And we're looking forward to seeing what the data say.
Similar districts have popped up all over the country, from New York to New Orleans. Those districts have been controversial. They also have very mixed track records. Arellano says their success depends on how they go about fostering effective school environments in tough places where kids tend to start out way behind and stay there.
You're either creating from scratch new schools that'll provide all of that, or you're taking existing traditional schools, putting them in that environment, and ideally removing some of the barriers.
Arellano says that so far the EAA has done some unusual things for a turnaround district. They've partnered with charter operators to run some schools. Usually charter schools don't do turnaround. And Arellano says student-centered learning is a great idea, but it all depends on how it's done. And right now, we just don't have enough data to really judge the EAA's performance.
How is the EAA doing it? How is it different? And the truth is, we don't know yet.
In part two of this series, we'll explore how things are working out right now, specifically back at Nolan Elementary School and in EAA High School. I'm Sarah Swick, Michigan Radio News.